I have to say this is a very, very monumental victory for the people of Equatorial Guinea, who have grown accustomed to seeing the vice president flaunt his ill-gotten wealth on social media, while most people in Equatorial Guinea do not have access to medication for malaria, COVID, HIV, and other diseases, of why most of our kids do not go to school because they are not teachers. I have to say, beyond that, globally, this is a huge fight too, to see that the vice president of a country is held accountable, is by a Supreme Court determined to be a convicted felon. This is a huge victory for those of us fighting globally against corruption, against kleptocracy.
People are suggesting that the money will be paid back to the country, but how will it be used if it will be the same people controlling it? How does this work?
That is a very good question, and that is a work, that's something that we have already been engaging with the United States. As you might know, Peter, the Department of Justice in the U.S. confiscated about $30 million from the president and from the vice president of Equatorial Guinea. At that point, we presented them with several options, including scholarships to poor kids in Equatorial Guinea. They could go to other African universities, in South Africa, in Kenya, in Ghana, all over Africa. They're great universities where monies could be sent directly to those universities and allow students to go over there, selected mostly by teachers. Equatorial Guinea has most of the best schools in Equatorial Guinea operate because missionaries are running those schools, and those are not affected or impacted by the government's decisions. So there are ways in which you can do that. There are ways in which you can support local clinics. There are ways in which monies have been returned to other countries, Kazakhstan, for example, right, where you give a card to family members and they can use that card to extract money and pay for their kids to go to school.
But Tutu, some people are expressing concern that it appears that Equatorial Guinea and its vice president are being targeted by European countries or Western countries, and that was the reason behind the decision to close the embassy in London, because the British government slapped corruption charges against the vice president.
I think those of us that are Africans, we have to be shocked when a government is allowed, when a president is allowed to stay in power for 42 years. We have to be shocked when a president is allowed to put his son as the vice president, his other son as minister of mine, his daughter as minister of finance. We have to be shocked about those things. If what shocks us is that a country is able to hold these guys accountable, I think that makes us less Africans.